fighting for America.
As long as they kill us and go to Wendy's and have a burger and go to sleep, they're going to keep killing us. But when we die and they die, we'll tear this goddamn country up.
Fighting for Idaho.
The lessons are really basic. Don't rob a convenience store. Don't fight a policeman when he stops you and try to take his gun. And when he yells at you to stop with his gun drawn, just stop.
Fighting for you.
Don't close your eyes. Focus, focus, focus.
Boise's Mr. Right.
You're the best, man.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the Morning here, 580 KIDO. Thank you all for joining us. Live local talk about the issues that impact you. We've been talking back and forth concerning the Ferguson issue. We've also been talking about the issue involving the Middleton Elementary School, where you had the young person bring a gun to school and many people going back and forth, which is the nature of this unique, compelling format where people express their opinions. And they do so in the anonymity of the airwaves, which is remarkably honest, an honest expression of the views of the day. And, you know, that's what talk radio is about. We are waiting for someone from the Middleton School District. A young lady called in, I believe. She wants to get her thoughts on, and we will do that. You know, in reality, though, I think the officials are certainly in a no-win situation when you take a look at this. Did they overreact? What would have happened if it had been a real gun? It's kind of music to my ears to hear the opinions going back and forth here. And this is the magic of local radio. And you're not going to get that with national folks. They do a great job, but you're not going to get those issues. You're not. So let's go to Robin Gilbert, joining us from the Middleton School District with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
So we've been yapping about this story all morning long. And
yes, you have.
Okay. And you would like to get your, not your opinion, but some issues that you thought that haven't been brought to light, ma'am.
Mostly what I wanted to do was kind of give you facts, and because obviously the conversation is about overreaction or underreaction or guns or toy guns and that whole bet. So I just wanted to give a clearer picture of what actually happened yesterday.
Now, I don't know if we like facts. That's going to probably deflate the story, but please go ahead.
I understand that. And it just doesn't make good talk radio sometimes.
Oh, my. Well, don't tell anybody, but please go ahead, ma'am.
Okay. When the initial report came in yesterday, it was reported that there was a gun and that it belonged to a middle school, that it was with a middle school student. They were not able to identify who the student was. So we were reacting based on a student, a report on the bus, and that it was at the middle school. And that's when we went into protecting the students of our school system. And so we went into a soft lockdown while an investigation went on. So when you're talking about 13 or 18 police officers that show up, it's not 13 or 18 police officers going to an elementary school to take a toy gun out of a kid's backpack. So,
well, what was the mood like?
Calm. You know, it was serious as far as the administration was going. We went through the practices that we have in place. Did an investigation, and in doing so, in the two buildings that were in a soft lockdown, were able to identify some students who could tell us that it actually belonged to an elementary school student and that it was most likely a toy gun.
Now, are there rules against bringing toy guns to school?
Yes, there are. And that's state. That's a zero tolerance policy. I also heard somebody say earlier that, you know, that should be in student handbooks and published. It is. It is in all our student handbooks. It has been for years. It's posted in most of the buildings. It's taught to all the children. You know, we can't have weapons because you really, a lot of times you can't tell the difference.
Well, and this is a state law, if you will, as far as the gun issue?
I was looking it up in Idaho code, and I I couldn't quote it for you, so I'm trying. I couldn't tell you the level of the law.
Well, no worries. So
whether it's state or federal.
Now, Robin, what else would you like to say to the people listening and commenting on this story, ma'am?
You know, Middleton School District does, and as I'm sure most of the districts and all the districts in the state of Idaho are doing and responding to the best of their ability for the safety of children without overreacting. We had parents last night, you know, want to know why the elementary school wasn't in lockdown when that's where the toy gun was. But in fact, when we knew that it was a toy gun and it was a second grade student and which students to pull aside, then you don't have to disrupt the educational environment for everybody. So it's a matter of responding appropriately to the information that you have and being as proactive. We have a number of situations, things in place to help keep parents informed. Through our Facebook page, we can post things. We've got a Sky Alert. We've got an instant messenger. And all of those things, we try to send out information to keep parents informed of what's actually going on.
Robin, what has been the feedback from parents?
A little bit of both. You know, you have just kind of like your talk radio there, some that don't think we did enough and some that think you did too much. We are making quick judgment calls for the protection of thousands of students and following protocol as we can.
Anything else, Robin, you'd like to share with us?
I don't think so. We just appreciate the people that trust their kids to us, and we want to honor them and do the best we can in educating them and keeping them safe. Children are our prized possession. They're not, you know, it's not just a saying that they are our future. We love our kids as much as we love all the Middleton students that are here, and we want to do our best to serve the people that we're working for.
Now, are you in cahoots with the United Nations?
No, they haven't even invited me to their meetings.
Well, we'll work on that.
Mm-hmm. And I am that was one of the other things that was, you know, somebody else mentioned about guns in schools and teachers should carry them.
Look, I'm glad that we provided some listening experience for you this morning.
Oh, I listen quite frequently.
Oh, well, thank you.
You know, I'm a gun carrying, got my permission, you know, to carry guns and concealed weapons personally because I believe in them and I like them. I understand all of those pieces, but I don't carry them on school grounds. And that is by state law, but local school boards can approve those if they so choose. But I also don't want the risk factor of what happens to that either. As you can see with what's going on across our nation, if you choose to carry a weapon, you've got some accountability for it that's deeper than anybody else's.
You're right. Well, we thank you for listening and for calling in.
You're welcome.
Have a good day, Robin.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
Robin Gilbert joining us from the Middleton School District, clarifying some of the folks calling in, but we appreciate her listening and everybody across the Treasure Valley. If you're just waking up, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO, reacting to the toy gun at Middleton Elementary. You have the young person who was suspended for that, taking your thoughts on it at 580-5436. Jim and Eagle has been calling, and Jim, we appreciate your patience. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Thanks, Robin, for your call. That was great to finally clear the air a little bit on that. One of the things I wanted to say was, you know, the kid has been made mad here, not the gun, because he's the one who made the mistake, and he's the one who's going to catch the devil for doing that. And, you know, the gun's still a neutral item, but the kid's going to be bad now.
Well, and he's got the, or he or she has got the stigma of, you know, doing this. But, you know, here's the broader question. And obviously we want the schools to be safe, but are toy guns something that you should bring to school?
Probably not.
Hmm.
But you don't, you know, go berserk because he did either.
Right.
And that's what happened until, you know, somebody figured out what was going on, apparently.
Well, do you agree with the suspension?
No, not at all. I think that's the error.
Hmm.
That's the thing that will stick with the child.
Being suspended.
Yep.
All right. Jim, anything else?
That'll do.
All right. Thank you. You know, interesting points from our first two folks here this morning at 580 KIDO. And, you know, we're talking about Michael Brown here. Rules are rules. You have Rich Lowry on Meet the Press basically saying that if the police officers tell you to do something, you do it.
With, when you look at whites, whites that live in urban communities are much, believe that we have a, still have a race problem in this country. Whites that live in more rural, basically whiter communities, they don't see the race issue. Do you think that's the divide, that maybe rural whites don't see this issue the way folks that live in urban America?
Perhaps, but you look at Ferguson specifically, this is an area where the governmental structures haven't caught up to the demographic change over the last two decades or so, and that's something you take care of simply by organizing and voting. But what I really object to is you can discuss all these problems, but let's not pretend as this particular incident was something it wasn't. If you look at the most credible evidence, the lessons are really basic. Don't rob a convenience store. Don't fight a policeman when he stops you and try to take his gun. And when he yells at you to stop with his gun drawn,
whoa,
just stop.
And I don't want to relitigate.
But
there, that was, yeah.
There you have it. Following directions. So here we are, critical of Michael Brown, the deceased. By the way, 6'4", 294 or something like that. Mr. Brown was, I think, Officer Wilson, average height, slight build, regardless. So we are on Mr. Brown for not paying attention, not listening to direction. And here we have this case in Middleton at 580-5436 where a toy gun's brought to school. And look, on one hand, elementary kids will be elementary kids, and parents can't regulate everything. I mean, how many of us remember or have seen our kids or our grandkids sneak something in and go, gosh, they're smart. Suspending the kid for bringing a toy gun to school. Yes, it's very easy for me on talk radio to say I disagree with it. But I suppose if you look behind it, the idea of zero tolerance. So that's what it comes to. Do you agree with the policy that toy guns should not be brought to school? Now, some people are going to say, Kevin, these are little kids. Unfortunately, even in Idaho, we've had stories where you've had kids as young as 3 or 4 playing with guns, shooting their siblings, shooting their brother, shooting their sister. Inadvertently, what was it, you know, that little baby that's had to be taken out of state because of the flare gun? And then we had the big story on what is a flare gun and don't use the flare gun. I think we all know what a flare gun is. And how it can hurt you if you shoot someone in the head with it, never mind if it's a little kid. So if you're just tuning in at 580-5436, we have the situation where you have the Middleton School District. They thought they had a real gun, as Robin Gilbert told us. The real gun in a school, in an elementary school, 18 officers from the Canyon County Sheriff's Office brought in, 2 schools on lockdown. Toy gun was found. The kid suspended. The fallout, some people have said, overreaction. Other people have said, right on. But to continue this conversation, there's a rule in the handbook, as we just found out. Been there for years. And if you violate rules, you have consequences. Right? Or is it a matter of fact of, why not have guns in schools? We still have toy guns in schools. We still have the Second Amendment. 580-5436, 580-5436. KIDO. It is 8:18. Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's get you to traffic.
We're really fortunate that wasn't an actual handgun.
The next generation will be in fear of firearms.
This is my right.
Wouldn't it be nice if all the campus killings we've had over the last decade, if somebody had spotted those guns and reported them?
The next thing we'll be doing is issuing toy gun permits for the kids so they can carry them.
I would like legal instruction in the rules of classroom engagement. When may I shoot a student?
Talking about
Food for Your Brain, Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
I will fight for the right to live in freedom.
824, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580 KIDO. That's one story we are taking a look at. The Ferguson fallout continues. Here's a simple question. Is America that bad? Is it that bad? Maybe that's why so many people are moving to Idaho. By the way, don't forget our online auction. Seize the deal. Great deals right now for the holidays, for Christmas. at 580kido.com, whether you're a dog person like me, a pet person, or you have some other gift items for the tough-to-find person, you can do it at an affordable price because you're bidding on these auction items. That's at 580kido.com. Always looking to, you know, stretch that Christmas budget out when you think about it, just for the fact that, let's face it, it's great to buy, but then all of a sudden, boom, you have to pay for it, right? All right, moving on, the issue involving guns on campus. We've talked a little bit about that. Another issue out of Houston, Texas, which is getting a lot of attention. You have this teacher who apparently has a late-night local cable show, Tommy's Garage, and apparently she said some comments that were offensive to the Muslim community. Now, this has nothing to do with her full-time job. This has nothing to do with her being a third-grade teacher, but you have people saying that she should resign for her offensive comments.
I think that the statements that she's made and her behavior as well and the profanity are absolutely outrageous, and we are appalled by them. And certainly if I had a student in her class, I would take that student out.
You know, and this is no big news for us here with the Kevin Miller Show at 580KIDO. We have a double standard in this country. You know, I was talking to Jim and Star the other day. And Jim said, do you watch South Park? And I said, no, I don't watch South Park. I don't like their anti-Christian bias. I don't like the fact that they make fun of Christians or Catholics or the LDS or people of faith. I don't agree with it. I find it offensive, and I'm not going to be a hypocrite. Well, South Park's good for a lot of reasons. And I'm thinking to myself, we have double standards in America. Remember the trouble that the folks in South Park got into because of the Muhammad story? But it was okay to make fun of the Pope. It was okay to make fun of other folks. But you cross the line and make fun of Muslims, Islam, they'll kill you. And now we have a teacher who's a third grade teacher, has nothing to do with her gig, doing her own thing, and she should be fired because she said some things offensive to Islam. Well, I think people should be fired if they say things offensive to Christianity. Where does the First Amendment have its limits? Think about this. And why do we have it? We see it with the shooting and the killing of Michael Brown, a double standard. And we talked about the police killing whites, police killing blacks. You've got Michael Brown's stepfather now saying, I am Mike Brown. We should burn this blankety blank down. Allegedly, he's going to be investigated. Sure he is. We go to Brian in Boise with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm all right. And you?
Surviving. I just tuned in and I'm listening about the toy gun issue. Then you bring up a great point about the teacher minding their business. And it's kind of getting annoying what I'm seeing. And like weigh in, let me know what you think. It almost seems like the limit is turning in of our freedom of speech and the things that we can do is all based on public opinion. And who's going to be the loudest? You know, you got a teacher here who. Yeah, she's a teacher. She's not a public figure, but yet she's still being held accountable for on her professional level, based on what she does in her private life. And I mean, I know the both can't be mutually exclusive, but can't you just? When can I just mind my business?
I think that's the issue we have, and that's why a lot of us live in Idaho. We want to mind our business, but it even comes here and. I think, melding both issues here, Brian, you know, you got the toy gun issue, and apparently it's against the rules to bring toy guns to school anymore.
Well, it's ridiculous. I even heard a story about a kid who just made, like, a gun motion with his hand,
yeah.
You know, like the index finger out, thumb up, and got suspended for just making that little gesture. And, I mean, it's like a little bitty kid. We're talking, like, maybe first or second grade. I'm like, that's not malicious. I mean, it's a kid, and I mean, toy guns. I get it. Okay, fine. And I think it should all be case by case basis. Like, I came from, I grew up in a world of the zero tolerance, you know, where it was very plain and understood what items you couldn't bring to school. A toy gun wasn't one of them. Like, we would bring, I mean, they would throw a fit today over a Nerf gun, I think, which I think is, it's ridiculous. It's, I mean, what do you think?
Well, I agree with you. I think we're slowly rewiring the world.
It's weird because when I grew up, whenever I was real young, and my wife, we're both from Texas, we grew up in an age where, like, no kidding, you would be able to show up in high school. You'd be able to show up with a gun rack in your truck as a high school student with guns in the truck because you went hunting that morning. It wasn't a big deal. You could have it in the parking lot that way. But those rules are now gone. You can't do that now. But back whenever I grew up, you could do that. And now, granted, this is like rural Texas. But I don't think you would be able to find anywhere where you would be allowed to do that today. And I think people are just so scared of guns. And me, I mean, I'm an open carry advocate. I think it's ridiculous how scared people are of guns. And I get into debates with my family about it. I got police officers in my family, and it's ridiculous the mindset that everybody has in this world. I get it. It's a dangerous world we live in. But I think it's no dangerous now than it was maybe 10, 15, 20 years ago. I think just because of the media and the internet now, we just have access to see a whole lot more about these things.
I agree, Brian. You take care of yourself.
Take it easy.
All right, Brian with us. Let's go to John in Wilder with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO.
Good morning, Kevin.
Well, well, well. We meet again.
Out here in the Badlands, where's Fernando? Hey, the one thing I didn't hear, and I just found out from your call screener, was the length of time on the suspension for this young lad with the toy gun. And I guess it's 2+ days, depending on the results of their investigation, is what he told me. If they've got a hard, fast rule about no toy guns in school, then a reasonable suspension would be acceptable because it teaches the student or the child you're accountable for your actions and you have to follow the rules.
So you agree that the kid should have been suspended?
I'm sorry?
You agree he should have been suspended?
I'm not sure that he should be, but like I say, if it's reasonable, I can accept it. A couple of days, that's acceptable because it holds him responsible for his actions and teaches him accountability. Now, if they're going to go beyond a couple of days, then that's overboard. From a personal standpoint, when my children were growing up and I always had guns in the house, they weren't allowed to have toy guns because I taught them there was no such thing as a toy gun. All guns can kill you if they're mishandled. And I taught them how to handle them properly and what have you. But accountability and being held accountable, and this suspension, I don't see that as any different than a law enforcement officer writing you a speeding ticket for exceeding the speed limit. You got to be held accountable when you break the rules.
All right, John, thank you for the call. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
Don Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Weather reports are saying that Los Angeles might get as much as 2 inches of rain, and everyone is freaking out. Yeah. L.A. hasn't been this scared of 2 inches since I was single.
The whole city smells like wet Ugg boots.
In Glendale, the residents are complaining about the smell of wet Kardashian.
Forecasters are warning that heavy rainfall throughout the week could lead to more mudslides. But hey, you know what? Mudslides, wildfires, earthquakes, this is the price we pay for living in a place where we get to run into Ashton Kutcher pumping gas. It's just how it works.
I can't believe it. After 3 years of drought, L.A. is finally getting some rain. So the best news, the marijuana crop is saved.
Weather experts say if the rain continues at this pace, L.A. will soon be a clean, vibrant, healthy place to live.
We're still in the middle of a very severe drought, and that drought has had a negative effect on the quality of our Christmas trees. They say the Christmas trees this year are not as big as they usually are because they didn't get as much water. They're advising people to buy smaller presents so that it looks like...
There we have it, the funny men talking about rain. Of course, rain all day today. Throughout tomorrow, we'll have the complete forecast coming up. Kevin Miller with you here at 580 KIDO. Few thoughts. Our double jeopardy society, our double standard society, when all of a sudden you have somebody who's a teacher in Houston, does a funny bit about Muslims, they want to fire her, and then you have the issue involving the Michael Brown case, where the media is just making things up as they go. Well, how do we know he didn't have his hands up? Because the grand jury found out through witnesses he didn't. He was committing a, you know, assault on the police officer, Darryl Wilson.
I'm a very good role model for children. I'm a great teacher, and my students adore me.
Here you have a teacher in trouble because of her late-night comedy routine. We go to Pro-Life with Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO.
Yeah, you know, it seems like the media is...
The media is out to get us.
They're just sensationalizing any kind of stupid thing, and we seem to buy it. And didn't you somebody say that there was 19 police cars that went to the fake gun?
18 officers responded.
Yeah, that's a total overreaction. And some teacher could have just gone over there and checked it out, you know, and... I mean, and then we're making a big deal about it over the radio right now. Seems like everything's made into too big of a deal. And
I disagree with you.
Oh, well, hey, that's all right.
No, but I mean, you know, when we're talking about kids in school with guns, what would have happened if it had been a real gun?
Well, I mean, you could determine that pretty quick. I don't
know. I don't have X-ray vision.
Well, I mean... Somebody knows that child, you know, knows it isn't, but I mean, 18, I mean, I think that's too many.
Well, what happens if it's a real gun?
Well, if it happens, if it's a real gun, well, I mean, you know, some little kid's not going to be able to, I mean, what was it? Looked like a six shooter. He could shoot, what, six cops? That's about it.
You say it so matter-of-factly.
Yeah, I do, because I think we're overreacting. I think it's just obvious that... everything's kind of a big overreaction.
So you're saying the officials in Canyon County overreacted to this gun in school?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's pretty obvious if 18 police cars went there.
Well, better safe than sorry.
Well, I that's what we say. So, hey, if they'd had probably 25 cars, they'd all been there. I don't know what the...
Well, what would be the appropriate response? What happens if the kid shot the teacher? What if it was a real gun, and then people are saying, why aren't the cops there?
Well, then what you do is you have homeschool, so you don't send your children.
You're showing your bias.
I know, but the problem is...
What's next? You going to call the cops wimps? The teachers wimps?
No, they're not wimps. They're just stuck in a... I guess you'd say a culture that isn't right. I say the teachers should have guns.
Fair enough. Thank you.
All right.
Well, 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 if it isn't Mr. South Park, Jim and Star with Kevin Miller.
And then is it Ann Catman? Yeah, you know what? I tell you something, Millie, you're way off base today.
I'm off base. You're off base.
No way. Here's the thing. You know, and pro-life is right.
Is right that it's an overreaction.
Yes, you're damn right about that. And
you're damn right about that. So if this guy has a gun... it's an overreaction. Your point.
It is. Little kids with fake guns, first of all, you know, we got to look at who's holding the gun, secondly. First off, and then secondly, you know, get a clue. Here's what's really ticking me off, Kevin, and something I don't think you're getting, is the police officers who you know I totally stand for, and I have their back.
So you say...
I do, and I don't know what it is in their policies, but you know the little town we live in, and I've called the department several times in the last 6 months.
Well, they've got a file on you.
But they probably do. And here's why I'm calling. I asked the same question. How many police officers do we need when someone's being pulled over for a traffic, citation? How many? I mean, when I'm driving down
street, I don't know, Jim. I've never been a police officer, so I don't purport to try and tell the police what to do.
Well, I'm just saying, you know what, Kevin? Here's my point. We don't need three or four cars, the cop cars, pulling over one person. And like I said to the dispatch gentleman, I said, you know, think about it. Star's a small town. We all know, a lot of us know one another there. You know what cars I drive. I know what cars you drive. And here you're pulled over for maybe 10 over the speed limit or whatever. You ran a stop sign, and you got three cops, you know, lined up behind you. It makes you look like a thug, you know, gangster being pulled over with drugs in your car and prostitutes and you know, who else knows what, you know? It's just, it's the image that it portrays, and I think that it's that militarization of the local law enforcement that is really scaring me, man. I don't like it at all.
Well, thank you for that dissertation on your review and comment of the Star Police Department. Let's get back to Middleton, a report of a gun. They shut down two schools. The kids suspended. Do you believe it's proper policy not to allow kids to have toy guns in schools in Idaho?
We're a gun-friendly state. You know that. And we're not, we embrace firearms. We're not scared of them because we know how to use them. But, yes, I mean, let common sense tell us, let's not bring play guns to school, no matter what age you are. But also...
So the kid broke the rules.
How old is this kid?
Elementary.
Okay, elementary. So, I mean, come on. You were a teacher, you know.
I do know, but you said I need to get with the program. So, at 580KIDO, get me with the program. So who's to fault when they say there's a gun there? And, look, unfortunately we've had some tragedy locally where you've had little kids, you know, three or four, inadvertently shoot their brother or sister with flare guns or other type of guns.
Okay, let's just look at this. It's an elementary student, okay? I don't know too many reports that I've ever heard of, and you know me, I follow the news probably too much, of elementary students killing other elementary students. And secondly, consider where we're at and the environment we live in. We don't see that really here. And then thirdly, if he does have a gun that's perceived as real, that's awesome. Send four or five police officers over, but don't send 17 to 20 cop cars.
So you're saying it's overkill, and should he be suspended or not?
Oh, dude, it's total overkill. And I think suspension is probably a little ridiculous, but I think maybe getting together, having a meeting with the parents at the school, you know, maybe in the auditorium, and say, hey, look it.
Whatever happened to you break the rules, you break the rules. You're coddling.
Hey, I broke the rules in school, and I got suspended.
They didn't have a little meeting for you, so why for him?
Well, you know what? Come on, Kevin. Let's go back to common sense.
I'm using your common sense against you. Well, you're not being consistent here.
Let's stop overreacting. It's one of those things where, you know, send a few police officers when the few are needed. Don't send the whole Barney Five crew out.
All right. On that note, it's time for traffic. Thank you.
It's crazy.
You're crazy.
I'm back. Weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Going out here is not helping. Us rioting, looting, burning down donut shops and stores and everything else, liquor stores, Shenanigans, hair salon for the extensions. This is not helping. Us acting a fool out here because we pissed off at the police is not helping. I said this before and I said it again. Change is not going to come until we change it. When is this going to stop? When? How are our children supposed to grow up when we out here acting a...
There we have it. The comments of a young man who's very fired up. That was Minister Jonathan Gentry. Those were his original comments. Now he takes issue directly with Eric Holder, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, other activists who are blaming police departments instead of themselves, arguing that black males being killed by other blacks are the real problem. He said they need to look in the mirror and change themselves before they can effectively change communities. And this is from the Fox News Channel. When asked about Sharpton, Gentry hits back very hard, saying that God is love, and what Al Sharpton is doing is taking the hate from when he grew up and fueling it with the hate of an innocent generation. He believes that Sharpton saying he's acting on the word of God is a lie. One of the great things about living in Idaho is, fortunately, my friends, we don't have to deal with this stuff. And how do we continue to have such a great place to live is by being vigilant, and making sure that we hold ourselves accountable. You know, life is all about personal responsibility and instilling that into the young people today. You as parents, grandparents, guardians, teachers, administrators, heck, radio hosts, have a responsibility to live that example. Because if you don't, there are so many more difficult choices and temptations for young people to make today. That's why we have to be better than we've ever been. Quickly to traffic. And quickly to a few emails. Randy, no more backpacks in schools. Those children might be suicide bombers. Let's call in SWAT, Kevin Miller. And our friend Mark says that the folks should go to the Firearm Training Center in Meridian and exercise on the simulator. Words to live by. Good day. God bless. Keep the faith. Serving Meridian.